Talk to Gemara Vaita. On the Chaf on Beis, the two dots. On Rabbi Kiva, we'll explain now Rabbi Kiva. I'm explaining now the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua. On Rabbi Kiva, Nili Basu David Zu El Kol Shi Yadei. He says anytime you know for sure that it's a Bechar, good. And anytime you don't know for sure it's a Bechar, then it's a Safik. And if you know that something was born for sure, then you know it's a Vadai Pashat. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. So what did Rabbi Kiva add on? Everyone agrees to that. Ma'ika Bein Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbi Shua. What's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua? Omer Chanina Masura, you know what that mean is? Chalav Paitik of an Ayu. If you see that it's nursing, it's giving milk, is that a raya that it gave birth already? Rabbi Kiva Sava Chalav Paiter. He holds Chalav Pat, that's why. Chalach Haroi Behemois. Haroi Behemois ain't Chalavais. They don't give milk. I'm Kenya Yeldos. So it must be, it's nursing. It must be they already gave birth. There's, there are some cows that give milk even before the Leda. So let's explain what's the case. The case is like this. It gives birth within the year. So you say, oh, it must be a Bechar, right? Let's say it's a goat. It gives, not a cow, it's a goat, right? It gives birth within the year. Oh, it's a Bechar, right? But you see, there was nursing before. So does that mean that I had a tino? That I have a tino? Can't have two babies in 1 year. It has to be a tino. So in culture speaks of that, it has to be a tino. So that right had a tino. So one man the Yama holds, Rabbi Kiva holds, Cholov Patis. That if I had a Cholov, it must be it was a tino. Rabbi Shua says, no, that I gave milk is not right, it's a tino. Because maybe we'll go bust in a miyat, that maybe that sometimes it's chaylev when we're at it. Don't bring a raya from the chaylev.
What about the rabbanim?
The same thing. We don't know what the rabbanim hold. We're trying to explain that the keeper is arguing on the one right for him. So we don't know what the rabbanim hold. They hold either like, or we know like it's rabbanim.
He's only arguing on the one for him?
Yeah. He can argue on the rabbanim also. We don't know what the rabbanim hold. They don't have to argue. The rabbanim argue with the one right for them also.
The keeper is sorry, is what everybody holds.
Why you hold Chol Paita? Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be fine.
When we brought down the Brisa.
No,
unless you're sure.
Right. What's he adding on?
How you know you're sure?
No, but he's adding on something. The thing he's adding on? We don't know what everyone else holds.
Saying, that question, what's the answer to Jew? Is the same question. What's he adding on to
Rabbi? Right. That could be. But once he's adding on to his bar, you know, his bar plukta, then it's fine, you know. But I would know. It could be they hold on like that. But that's the question of Chalav is Paita or not. Which Rabbi Shua is a big chiddush. That's the only problem. He's saying is that we're saying right here, had a baby within a year and it was nursing. It's a Vade Bechar. Why? Because the milking maybe was a muta. It's a Mardi Chiddush, Rabbi Shua. They hold it's not a raya, but it's not a raya. So Gemara has a kasha, Mikhayesh Rabbi Shua Lamiyat, is Rabbi Shua Chayesh Lamiyat, and saying that when I say it's a Bechar, it's Chayesh Lamiyat, says, you know, the Miyat Behemoth is a Chayel voice, they give milk without having a baby. That's what Rabbi Shua holds. But Tanan, we'll show you, Rabbi Shua is not whole like that. But Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in Yevamos, Hoysla Chamos, the halacha is that if a person is married and doesn't have children and he dies, his brother has to yibam. So this couple didn't have children. They left, you know, to America for treatments over here. And they left no brothers. He didn't have any brothers when he left. But he had a shvigas. He had a mother still. And, you know, she had a shvigas still. So they go to Medina Siam. They leave the shvigas back at home in Eretz Yisrael. And they go to America. And he died. He died. The husband died in America. So now she needs Yibum. But does she have a brother-in-law or not? We don't know. We have to find out. And there's no phones in those days. There's no way to find out. So are you choshesh that maybe the mother-in-law had a baby? Choshesh l'chamois, ain't a choshesh. You're not choshesh she had a baby. Because, you know, what are the chances? You don't have a baby. Yotz is Malaya, but if you left and she was pregnant, then choshesh. Then you are choshesh. Pasha, right? She left pregnant, then the choshesh. They had a brother, now the problem with Yibum. The choshesh was born before he died, basically. And then there's Yibum. Rabbi Shua, ain't a choshesh. You're not choshesh. Why do you mean why? I mean, in my time with Rabbi Shua, it's probably not choshesh. The master says she's pregnant. So the Mark explains, Kasava, Rav Mabaris, you're like this. You're right, Rav Mabaris have a baby, a healthy baby. Me at my pillows. Me at them have a miscarriage. And another thing is, b'chol yoldos mechzes chor mechzes keva. It's a chance to the keva. If it's in a keva, half on a keva. It's a keva. There's no yibum. Smoich miyuto de mapilois. You put the mapilois, the miyut lemechzes in a keva. So how is chor miyuto miyuto? And it comes out that the chor is really a miyut. The chance of having a zachar is a miyut, because 1/50 chance to the keva, and a 10% chance that it was mapil. So zachar is only a miyut. A 40% chance that was a zachar. And it says Rabbi Yeshua. And he's not choishes for the miyut. He's not choishes for the miyut. So it's shver. We here were saying we're choishes for the miyut, that the cholov, it's cholov even though it doesn't have, a baby. And there it says you're not choishes for it. There it says you're not choishes for it. Mutalei chashinon, you're not choishes that I had a zachar, which was the miyut. So tomorrow la epoch. You have to switch it around. But also, you have to switch it around. They're in the same words. See, in the first words, how are we putting the words into Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua says, "Tino yichoshes v'tinov." So tomorrow, till now, I was learning yichoshes v'tinov who didn't chalav. And Rakiva says not. Now we're going to say fakert. The Machlokes says chalav, but it's the opposite. That Rabbi Yeshua holds that tinov is potter. I said it the opposite. The first Gemara held that cholov is not poit according to Rav Yeshua. Dafka tinov patur and not cholov. And Rav Kivas holds even cholov. Now we say switch it around. Say the opposite. Rav Yeshua holds that cholov does patur. Tinov who had in cholov paters. Why? Because he's not choshes from me. He's not choshes from me. And Rav Kivas says no. Call that any time it's a for sure there was a tinov. Then ain't kind of like in klum. But if it's a suffix, it means even if it's chaylev, it's a suffix. And that's what Rekiva will hold. So we're switching around, so it's not shver from the Gemara and the Mishnah Yavamas. Ela epoch. Vatanya, we learn Taka Brisa like the epoch, Benichusa, Vatanya. Cholov Poiter, the Rabbi Shua, Cholov Patas, we always call it Taka Patas, because you're not, if it's Cholov, it probably had a baby, had a tinuf. Rekiva, and Cholov ain't a Poiter, Cholov is not Pater. So that's what comes out. But Cholov is Rekiva is Cholov Pater, or not Cholov is not Pater. Talk to Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbana. In the next Gemara, which really goes to the bottom of Chaf Alman Aleph, there's three Pshatim in Rashi, and there's a fourth Pshat in Shittim and Kavetzis on the Ksav Yad. So, for the people who are learning Rashi, it's a very difficult Gemara. But we're going to tie to the simple Pshat, so it's not really such a difficult Gemara. We're going to go through one Pshat in Rashi. We're not going to speak out more than one Pshat. Talk to Gemara Vaita, Tana Rabbana. Gedia. Shiyolda Sholish Banos. A Gedi had a goat or had three banos. V'chol b'nei Yisrael Sholish Sholish. And each one had three banos. So basically the grandmother had a generation, two generations of 12 behemoths altogether. Kulam nichasu dios asa. All 12 of them go together into the deer to take maisa. We know maisa has to be done within the first year. So Amar Rav Shimon, I saw that they all got ma'aser in the same year. They're all from the same year, and we'll see what the Machlokes of Shimon and Tanakam is tomorrow's daf. Mi'at Hashem. Amar Shimon, Iri Isi Yisro B'Sarich Shnasa. Now, so we need 10. We need 10, right? To make ma'aser, need 10. So Amar says, Lama Le Misti. Why do you have to give it a case of Shalish Shalish? Why do you have to give it a case of Shalish Shalish? Because altogether 12. You have three, three children, and then each one had three and three and three. It's altogether 12. I have a simple thing. Toilet Cham in our class, one of them should have three, and the Enoch Tartat, the one, two, two. So it comes that you have three, the first generation, the first children, and then you had another, one of them had three, that's six, and then two, two is another four, is 10. That's all you need. Why you need three, three, three to make it 12? Toilet Cham in our class, Enoch Tartatati. So tomorrow, I did the Ika Chodot, Lois Sagi, Lois Shalosh, since one of them needs three, Tanakul, Yalos, Shalosh, Shalosh. We said all three are three, three, three. Now let me ask you a question. Why do you say Shalosh, not Shalosh Shah? What is with Shalosh is Lashon Akeva? She says Shalosh Shah, which is Lashon Zachar. Zakt Rashi let on that Zachar is no mice on it because of Bechar. So if each one had a Bechar, you knock out three of them, you only have nine. So that's what said Shalosh Shah, they're all in the Kevas. Everything that was born was in the Kevas. That's what Rashi speaks out. But Lama Le missed these because now we got why you need three, 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 because it said I needed one three, so the other one said three. But Lama Le missed the Shalosh Klal. Why did it say three at all? Little the cooler tarts. Let all have two. Let each have two apiece. If each one has two apiece, start with three. Two apiece, how much is nine? Let the mother have another baby, fourth baby. When the kids are having babies, they have another baby. Let them have another baby. When the kids are having another baby, But how do you even tell the Bedell? Maybe not a baby. Maybe Lema Kasava Matanefes and Chazaris Leis of Shnasa. You're going to say maybe it's a raya that if you have a tinuf, you can't give. You have to have 1 year, right? Because of Meiser. So maybe they hold that if you have a tinuf, you can't have another baby in the same year. And here he had these babies this year. Maybe you can't have another baby in the same year. And we don't want to say that's machlekes because that's machlekes before Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's a shot machlekes is you have Matanefes and Chazaris Leis. So tomorrow, no. Here it's here had a baby. Even if you hold that it can have a tinuf and a baby in the same year, is for sure. It certainly does not have two babies the same year, two actual behemoths the same year. Yeledes vaday enechezeres leves nechnasa. Zichra doesn't have two babies in the same year, and therefore, it's for sure a raya that. It, therefore, if Shul can't give birth, and it's not right to anything about Matanefes, if Shul can't give birth, therefore you have to say a case of three. One said three, he said all the threes. You couldn't say two, 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 and the mother not a baby, because the mother can't have another baby within 1 year. Stand that? It's good? If they can't have another baby, they can't have 10. It had to be a case one of them to have three, and therefore it's a 3-3-3, I got that.
But the first three,
when
was that? Was a couple of years?
No, let's say, no. The mother had a baby, the mother had a baby, you know, after, the Meister works with Shcheresh El. So Yud El had three babies, okay?
I had three in one shot.
Yeah, gives one shot. That's why it said it picks a gedi, Rashi says. Rashi says picks a gedi because darka leled vlodas harbe vibachad. It's normal to have multiples.
Somebody
had
someone 1 year.
Yeah, God, the Rashash says much more possible. I know why it says a gedi, not because they have multiple gedi, because if by a part it takes 3 years to have a baby, but that's what Rashash asks. By a part. It says a gedi, can have baby. So what happened was that I had a baby within. Yudel, and then those three babies, let's say they waited a few months, then they had babies again. Each one had three. What?
Well, you take a 10, why don't you two, and then go another generation?
It can't. They can't have two babies 1 year.
The last baby had another baby.
What?
The next generation had another two babies.
But then you're cutting it a little close, because it means it has to have a baby right away. You could have done that, yeah.
Why
yeah.
couldn't we see that
What?
Why couldn't we see
the mother at four? Right, we could have. We were trying to do the minimum. That's what Rav's kasha was just saying. The minimum should be three, and then each one, two, two. But it's one, two, three, three, three. This is the minimum. This is the minimum how it can happen. It can happen one time. You know, that's already can have happen like this. So you have two dots, Rav Chafal.
Good question. Back where he was talking about the case of.